Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, episode number 49. Our air date is Thursday, December 4th, 2025. I'm your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Footer Peep. And guess who we have with us?
We have a very, very special guest with us because this is a very special show. She is a Josie Music Award winner. She was the first guest on our show. Welcome, Jackie Daniels.
So happy you guys brought me back for the 100th episode. It feels like we're old now.
It does, doesn't it? We reach these marks and you say, okay, there's a few more gray hairs that are here. But yes, Jackie said it. This is our 100th episode, which we are so excited about. It's fun to reach these milestones. We've had a great run, and Jackie has been a huge supporter and a great friend of the show. She's made recommendations to us. She has helped us really grow. And hopefully it's mutual, Jackie. You know, you've been with us a couple of times and in a couple of different spheres, so to speak, because you've got the Steel Horse Band now and playing with Alan Turner and out doing his thing. We appreciate everything you've done for us.
Oh, I appreciate you guys, too. You have no idea after that, I think that first episode, my streams just went through the roof. So you guys have helped a lot of us out quite a bit. So thank you too.
That's wonderful to hear. It really is. That's what we're all about. For any of you who on this 100th episode are tuning in for the first time, we are all about the independent musician, and this is their platform. It's their opportunity to promote what they're doing. And we've had a whole lot of fun doing this along the way. Lots of very, very special moments. Of course, we mentioned the Steel Horse Band, who's playing with you. Almost all the members of the band, Hammer and Cameron is the only guy we haven't had on the show yet. Everybody else has been a guest, so we got to work on that. But we've had some really cool things along the way, and I was going through some of our lists the other day and looking at this. We have had bands or performers on from 21 different states in that first 100 episode, Canada and Ireland as well. We did some firsts. Leah Williams, who is here in Michigan, and Blue Sky Riley, we just were talking about here in Michigan. First interviews for them, first interview for Briley Hiraman. I want to go back because I know, Jackie, you've had an opportunity to work with Blue Sky and now her band Shade Zero. It was interesting. The very first interview we did with Blue Sky, there were a lot of yes and no answers. You could tell. You know, she was a little nervous, as were we. So I think it was only our sixth or seventh show. Then we had an opportunity to talk with her probably about 5 or 6 months ago. And wow, what a difference. You know, she's much more professional, carries herself much more with much more confidence. I got to believe a lot of that comes from working with somebody in the industry like you, who knows what's going on with all this.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm not going to take credit for Blue Sky and her success. She is just such a beautiful person inside out. And I really think she just has such a big heart, and she's so supportive, and she's so open to advice and suggestions from other, you know, people in the industry. And that's huge to have that humility to say, yes, I'm still young, you know, but I love the music. I want to write music. I want to produce my music. I want to get out and play shows and get the experience. But then also to not think, you know, she's kind of like me, like nobody's better than anybody. She just has a good head on her shoulder. She's highly intelligent. And so I think that she graduated high school this last year. We actually played at her graduation party, and I've just seen her just blossom into this beautiful young woman. I mean, she is going to go far, whatever she decides to do.
She is, whether it's in music or not. And she's got an amazing support system My mom and dad are terrific.
They're good guys.
Her new band, Shade Zero, they're one of my favorite bands. The sound that they've got, and it's primarily covers, but they do several of her originals as well. Their sound is just right on point.
Yeah, I agree.
They went kind of like a heavier route with their sound too. I mean, she started out kind of like under, you know, Alan and I opening and trying to do all this country music, which she can do really well. But yeah. Shade Zero does a lot of probably Quarter Peep, kind of the music that you love.
It's like, come all in.
So, yeah, they are a great band. They're very talented, all of them.
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this next gentleman. He helped, just like you, Jackie, was there from day one. He has done all kinds of things from a technology standpoint with us, teaching us how to do the show. He is affectionately known as Cornbread. And we had an opportunity to talk with him a couple of days ago. So this is actually a pre-recorded piece that is going to go in here. But here is the man who has helped us with talent, helped us with technology, helped us sound a lot better. It's Cornbread. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is our special 100th episode show. We are so excited. And you know what? We wouldn't have even had one episode if it wasn't for our next guest. We are welcoming to the show the one and only. You've heard us talk about him. He is real. Here's Cornbread.
How you guys doing?
Great. Great to see you, sir. I see you're out on the road doing your thing, which you do. You know, folks, for a little bit of background, Cornbread is the one that taught us how to record this, how to do this. Granted, there were only four buttons on the soundboard that we had, but he showed me which four to push and in what order. He has made some absolutely invaluable recommendations along the way, telling us about our sound and what we need to do differently, making some great suggestions to us. He has been our ultimate consultant, secured our first several guests for us. We wouldn't have had a show if it weren't for Cornbread. We love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
It's been fun. It's been fun having him along the way. And, you know, there's been a lot that we've done together as a part of this as well. We've had some great times at the Faster Horses Music Festival. Some we probably shouldn't talk about.
Oh, let's not go down that road. Not at all.
I will tell you.
Those are deleted.
In honor of you, Cornbread, I do have my green Hanes on today.
Oh, no.
That's funny because I have mine on too. It was traditional.
It is. So this may cause some people to go into therapy, but we went there. I have to. So we're at Faster Horses. I think it was day two. So we're probably still seeing things a little fuzzy. And we all woke up about the same time. Cornbread's in his tent, Quarter Peep and I in our tent, and we're sharing a campsite. And Cornbread gets out, says, "Hey, get up." So I got out, walked out of my tent. We're both standing there in our underwear, wearing the exact same pair of Hanes. We were twinning.
Yeah.
So that's become a thing. And we had some other fun too. We were we all made it to the machine shop for our buddy Andy Padlin and Sponge, and Cornbread pointed out by Andy as just being the god that he is. We had a great time there. We've done that, and then last year we were talking about this Kenny Rogers, Alan Turner's Kenny Rogers Christmas special in Howell. Cornbread had us down there as guests, and it was pretty cool to have out on the stage all performing at the same time four of our guests. Of course, Alan Turner is Kenny Rogers, Jackie Daniels there doing all the backups, and she had a couple of feature songs that she did. Mojo Bowes there playing, and Rob Lewis on the ivories. So kind of cool to see all of that. And again, all of this made possible because of this dude that we've got on here. Cornbread, what's it been like from your standpoint just kind of seeing what the evolution of the show has been to this point.
The show has been very, very successful. You know, we've had a lot of great artists out there on here. It started off really small.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it just blew up. I mean, it's all over the world right now. Tremendous, enormous amount of great acts out there on this podcast.
I know it was you hit a real strong point for me anyhow. I know those first dozen or so shows, we were fired up if we had 200 views or 200 listens. And that's in the hundreds of thousands now each week, which, again, I can't stress this enough. It wouldn't have been without your input and what you've done for us. We'd still be looking at 200 on a weekly basis. It is amazing what has happened. And we can't thank you enough for the things that you've done for us, the recommendations that you've made. It's really helped us turn this into what we feel is a pretty quality show.
It's been a real big pleasure.
Yeah.
Well, we love you.
We're going to keep doing it. We've got a lot more coming up. And you know, we were fortunate enough to be with Cornbread just a few weeks ago down in Nashville, Tennessee for the Josie Music Awards. How cool was that, dude?
That was awesome. I mean, just the opportunity to say you were at the Josie Awards was just great. And at the Grand Ole Opry on top of it, if you've never been there, you better get your heinies down there and check it out.
Don't you think that for anybody, doesn't matter what genre of music you're into, but for anybody that's into music at all, don't you think a trip to Nashville is an absolute must?
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, everybody thinks Nashville is strictly for country artists and stuff like that. It is not.
Yeah.
All genres of music out there do all the recordings in all the big national recording studios down there.
Yeah. It's
and they're not, you know, and I have to tell you that you look super sharp too at the Josie Awards.
Hey, don't be giving my secrets away.
A photo might surface.
Yeah, it's, we've heard it's the rumors are true. He dresses up nice.
He does.
Oh, shenanigans.
Well, and what a great group of people we had down there, too. And just to plug the Josies one more time, we had 9 alums from this show that all won Josie Music Awards. And again, for those of you who've heard us talk about it, the Josies are essentially the Grammys for independent artists. So it was no small deal. This was the thing. And to have all of our people, many of which Cornbread is responsible for, up on that stage, taking those trophies away was just a phenomenal experience for all of us.
I agree. I don't know.
Well, we got lots more to come. We know there's going to be so many more things that we're all going to be doing together. Cornbread, again, we could not have done this without you, brother.
Yes. Wow. Love you, buddy.
Love you too.
Thank you so much for everything, man.
Pleasure. It's been great.
All right. We'll talk to you in a bit.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Hey, folks, we were going to take a quick break here. We will be right back with more of our 100th episode special right after this.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back, and what a great guy. He's also helped us kill a number of brain cells. I forgot to mention that, but it's true. It's true.
I've spent many, many hours on the road in the backseat of the tour van with Cornbread, and he's like a brother to me. We give each other a hard time. He's always giving me a hard time. He's always pounding on my door at 5 in the morning. We got to go. The bus is leaving. So we get a hard time, but He's been a huge help too with, you know, my mic battery goes dead. We're in a theater. There's 1,000 people. He just runs right over and he's a very good stagehand, and he is a very good person to like have in your corner.
He really is. And we're lucky to have him too. And we're looking forward to a lot more with him. The next 100 shows, I'm sure, are going to be even better because of Cornbread. So, Jackie, you've had something exciting here happening just in these last couple of weeks. You've got a new song that just released. And If I Died Tomorrow, when I first saw the title, I thought, okay, this is going to be a tearjerker. This is going to be something that I'm going to be reflecting deeply on. And I have, but in a different sense. I love the way this song has come about. Tell us a little bit about the backstory.
It's a really cool backstory. I'm really excited that you guys want to play it. It's a really, you know, I kind of have like interesting stories about some of my songs, kind of serendipitous. So I think it was earlier this year. We were maybe in Connecticut with the Kenny Rogers show. And this is a real backstory. Okay. So this random stranger came up to me. This lady came up to me after a Kenny Rogers show, and I think we were in some other state, and we do like a meet and greet after the show. And she didn't want to talk to me about the show or anything. She just came up to me. I'm serious. She took me by the hands and she says, "Does the date September 5th mean anything to you?" And I said, "I don't think so. I'm starting to think, is this lady crazy? Like, what's going on here?" She said, "You're going to write a song on September 5th. And you had the chance before, but you didn't take it." I was like, okay, okay, fine. So, okay. This was, a couple months prior to September. And so I kind of put it in my calendar. I was like, maybe this lady's a psychic, right? Mm-hmm. So it was September 5th. And actually, I was on my way to see Louie Lee open for Uncle Cracker in Manistee, I think.
Yeah.
Manistee, and I wrote this song in the car on the way there, and it just all the lyrics just kind of flowed through, and I was just feeling really positive, and I knew that I wanted to write a song that day because of what she said. But what was interesting is I was kind of asking my dad about this, and I'm like, what does the date September, does that even mean, like, what does that even mean? And I don't know if you guys remember my song that I wrote for my Uncle Bill, Still
yes.
Here With Me.
Yes.
Well, my Uncle Bill passed away on September 5th.
Oh, and I my goodness. About this.
And what's more is, I know, I get chills when I talk about it.
I
know. What's more is the night before, I don't know if I share this with you, but the night before he passed away, I was able to talk to him and say goodbye. And one of the things he said was, "Well, I guess I'm going to die tomorrow, but it's okay." And I get emotional about that.
Wow.
But you know, I kind of realized after the fact, you know, it was a gift. It was just, it was a song that really just came to me, and I kind of wrote it all. I wrote the lyrics and melody in the car driving, and I didn't change anything. I just took it to the studio in Nashville, and they made it sound really good, as they always do. And so, yeah, that's the story of my song.
Thank you so much for sharing that, and it means even more now hearing it. Folks, let's give this a listen. This is Jackie Daniels, If I Die Tomorrow.
If I die tomorrow, it would be okay. If I die tomorrow, it wouldn't be in vain. Forget about my sorrow when I see your face. If I die tomorrow, it would be okay. If I'm lucky enough to see just one more day, I won't let all of my big dreams go to waste. If I wake up once again, I'm gonna tell you where I've been and where I'm going. If I see just one more day, I'm locked inside. when I'm coming home with you. Got a smile stuck on my face, and I know I'm in the right place. And there's nothing about it that's gonna erase. I don't know where I'm going, I won't be there late. I'm falling and I'm left for the 15th time, and I think it's worth the wait. I ain't giving up, I've been locked inside. If I die tomorrow, I'm gonna live tonight. If I die tomorrow, I'm gonna live tonight.
Jackie, I need to ask permission. Yeah. I just realized what I want my first tattoo to be.
What?
If I die tomorrow, I'm going to live tonight. That's got to be it. That's got to be it.
You know, I got some people very uncomfortable when they heard the title of the song. I'm like, it's okay, you guys. I'm not going to die. It's not a song about going to die.
Honestly, when you sent that to us and I saw the title, I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah. So maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that grabs you and they're like, oh, what is this about?
What a great tune.
You know, I've always been kind of, I guess, an anxious person, and I've always maybe been a little bit afraid of death and, you know, dying and stuff like that. But that's not what the song is about. It's about it's about the opposite. It's about, you know what, we may not have tomorrow, so make it count today. That's what it's
going to live tonight. No question. No question. Jackie, thank you for sharing that. We are going to take a quick little break. We will be right back. Hey there, VCS fans. It's time for the second annual Fan Favorites Voting. We're counting on you.
Voting is our website, vehiclecitysound.com. Make sure you look for the Fan Favorite tab. Voting begins December 12, 2025, and runs to 11:50, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on December 31st, 2025. And guess what? The winners will be announced on January 5th, 2026, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We'll have a special show for you that night and let everybody know who won. Get out there, vote early, vote often, get your favorites recognized. We love y'all. Have a happy holiday. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is our 100th episode celebration. We are here with Jackie Daniels, who is our very first guest. You just heard her new song, If I Die Tomorrow, and we absolutely love it. We have had some huge fun on this show in our first 100 episodes. And Quarter Peep, you've got a couple of highlights for us. These are kind of our numeral highlights, but some phenomenal guests. And who do you have? We got a couple of little quick clips from these shows as well.
We do. So we do have incredible milestones, but we wanted to recognize, because this is our 100th, the 25th, the 50th, and 75th. So why not start with the 25th episode, and that is with Waylon Hannell. Now, some of you do know he just also came back from the Josie Awards. He was the Male Country Artist of the Year. Congratulations to him. And I think we should play a quick little clip of that interview, number 25.
Let's do that.
Dude, Trace Atkins, and this just might be my opinion, after so long as somebody singing, and it comes with age too, sometimes your voice starts to deteriorate. It's like your body after working for 30 years, you know, you can't do some stuff like you've done in the past. Trace sounds like he is in 1993 singing Every Light in the House is On. I'm not joking. Yeah. It's just, he's right there in the zone. And it was a pleasure opening for him. And I can't wait to tell you guys this next year about John Michael Montgomery.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Again, number 25, Waylon Hannell. So our number 50. Now, she is from Lexington, Kentucky. What a sweetheart. I'm glad that she was on our show, because she really kind of brought like a different genre to us that we didn't even know it existed. It's a little bit of a Christian light rock, but yet it's so personal to her that I think it was one of those episodes that did, I think, did make us cry a little bit, because you felt not just her voice, but what her intentions are. And that is Ashley Autumn. And again, that's number 50. Let's play a clip.
I perfectly captured that, but I want it to be so incredibly beautiful. And so I have this demo. It's a song I am 120% going to record. It's meant so much to me and to my fans already. But I'm holding off strategically because I want this to be absolutely beautiful whenever the studio version does come out. Gotcha.
Well, I know the folks that we've got listening to this podcast are going to enjoy that.
Again, that's number 50. All right, we're almost there. Number 75, and that is April Ann Smith. She's from Texas, and she was also a Josie nominee 2025. We had a pleasure of meeting her at our meet and greet. Jackie, I believe you did meet April Ann Smith, and what a sweetheart. And again, number 75, let's play a clip.
And a half years, really knew about 10 years in that it wasn't going to work, stuck around for the kids. And leaving that marriage was one of the hardest things, and getting out of it. I won't say I came out unscathed by any stretch of the imagination, but it was a terrible process. It was hard. And it felt like going to war every single day. And so when we started talking about the premise behind the song, I was like, yep, that's relatable. I can definitely put a lot of emotion in it. So,
well, and hearing you talk about that, Quarter Peep and I have both gone through similar situations to get to where we are today. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it even that much more relatable for us.
So love is real. I mean, you do go through some heartaches, but, you know, this song is inspirational. Because it does show that even if you went through all that, at the end of the day, you will find it. And, you know, we did. I mean, it's our second marriage, but we did it. All right. Again, that's number 75. What a great a year it has been with our milestones. And guess what? I think we're going to do that again next year.
No question. We had so much fun with that. We look forward to the next 100. Now, Jackie, I know you've got some updates. You've got some things that have been going on. Let's hear what's going on in Jackie Daniels' world.
Oh, in my world specifically?
Well, that as well as whatever. It's the floor is yours. How is that?
So much going on. You know, you guys know I really, I'm like you guys, where I really love to just stay connected to this incredible music community that we have in Michigan and beyond. I don't have any friends in Ireland yet, but I'm sure that if I spend enough time with y'all,
we can help you out there.
Yeah. Just real quick, we just got back from Nashville. You guys know you were there. We were all there. And congratulations, by the way, on the nomination.
Thank you.
You guys are going to win next year. I just have a good feeling about that. But there was a number of, I was just so blown away by the number of Michigan artists and artists that you've had on your show that were nominated and won awards. I mean, you guys know how many, like, I didn't write it down, but how many nominations there
were? We had 19 of our former guests with a total of, what was it, Quarter Peep? 37 different nominations. Wow. And 9 of our former guests walked across that stage. Just like you, Jackie, and had the opportunity to accept their award. So that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. And it was a really special time because it was on my birthday. And it was really, really funny because I don't know if you guys remember, you know, last year that the other Jackie Daniels from Canada had won an award and I accidentally got up on the stage and she was there again. And I go up to the stage and did you guys notice they literally put on the screen from Michigan, Jackie Daniels?
Yes, yes.
And then when I walked up to the stage to, you know, kind of wait to give my speech, Jackie Daniels is there again. The other Jackie Daniels is there. And she goes up to the microphone and I'm thinking, is she about to do what I did to her last year? Turns out she was just accepting an award for, you know, her friends that that have won an award. And we were laughing so hard. I mean, her and I were just laughing so hard. And what's really kind of interesting to me is that we like matched. We were wearing the same outfit, but I was wearing all black and she was wearing all white. It was the weirdest thing. She's really talented. I mean, you should try and get her on your show too. Yeah. She's out of Canada.
We would love to.
She's really talented. But I'm working on, I just recorded that song we listened to in that same week when we were in Nashville. And I'm working on a full length album right now. And it's kind of a collaborations album. I'm going to call it the Jackie Daniels Show. And it's well underway. I really would love to release it before the new year, but I don't know if that can happen. But we're well on our way. I've done, I'm working on recordings with Hannah Rose Graves, Mary Hartman, Louis Lee. There's a number of artists that are going to be featured on this album. So I'm really excited about that, but I don't want to rush it.
Yeah,
so that's kind of what I'm working on, and just still, you know, touring with the Kenny Rogers Show and booking as much studio time and as many gigs as I can. So that's what I got going on.
You are busy.
Yes.
I try to stay busy, yeah.
You bet.
But I was inspired to, since you guys asked me to be part of this 100th episode, I was inspired to reach out to a bunch of our friends that have been on your show and just kind of see like what's going on, you know, since then. So I've got a bunch of updates.
I want to hear them.
Yes.
Because we're all, I'm telling you, like we are thriving, especially in Michigan. We've got a lot going on and it's very cool to see. Waylon Hannell, he actually lives in, does he live in Nashville now or is he still in Michigan?
No, he's still in Millington.
Millington,
which is very near Frankenmuth. A lot of people in Michigan know where Frankenmuth is.
Okay.
But I know he's spending a lot of time in Nashville.
That's right. That's why I thought he's making a name for himself. He won, like you said, a Josie Award for Artist of the Year this year. And I saw him backstage when I accepted my award. And it was really cool to see him and just to see people that we knew back there.
Yeah.
So that was cool. He has a new album called When Waylon Came to Nashville dropping in 2 days, actually. So by the time this airs, it will have already dropped. So everyone can go check that out. He has a album release party scheduled for tonight. Oh my goodness. I'm just reading this now. It's for tonight in Frankenmuth. So
well, and we're going to see him. He's playing at the Machine Shop on December 11th with Creed Fisher. So we're going to see him there as well.
Yes.
Good. Good. He's working on a new music video coming in January. He is just killing it in this industry. So really proud of him. Michaela Prue.
We love Michaela.
I know. I'm hesitant to even talk about it because I know it was kind of so her and I spent a little bit of time together in Nashville. She actually won a Josie Music Award.
Yes,
she did.
And she was kind of texting me that she got really sick the day of the award show and she was all dressed up ready to go and couldn't make it to the Opry for the award show. And she was like, well, I'm not going to win anyways. And I said, well, if you do, do you want me to get your award for you and say something? And she said, yeah, sure enough. She won Artist of the Year, Modern Pop Country Female. And I was able to get that award for her, which was cool. But I know she was really bummed out that she couldn't be there, but she is very deserving. She moved down to Nashville a while ago and she goes to the prestigious Belmont Academy or college for basically songwriters.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, so she is doing everything to really further herself with her career too, which is really exciting. Kaylin Pace, I reached out to Kaylin Pace. She was on episode 38.
One of our most fun interviews. She was such a great interview. So much fun.
She's such a nice person. I mean, I was able to like tour with her at one point and be on the road with her and she was so much fun. But she's writing a lot, hoping to get some new material out there, but she's like me where she's just hustling all the time. Yeah. She's always booking shows, whether it's in Illinois, Michigan, beyond. So she's always touring. So that's really exciting. John Eason, our friend John.
We love John.
So John hosted that. Talk to us, because you guys were really, you guys kind of worked with him to do this meet and greet. We did the meet and greet.
He's developing that studio. So John has Red River Nomad, which is both his business and the recording studio. And the facility that we had the meet and greet in there in Nashville is what he's turning into both a retail center. He sells jewelry. John is a world-class chef, and he has his own line of barbecue sauces, which are, we've tried them. They're phenomenal.
They're legit.
They are. And then he is also a couple of the rooms within that facility he's turning into a recording studio. And that was really his opportunity to say, folks, here I am. It's going to develop. You're going to see what's all here. And he was gracious enough to host us with that meet and greet. And we had, I think, about 35 folks that were there, all associated with the show, with Vehicle City Sound and the Josie Music Awards. It was a lot of fun.
Is there anything that he like does not do? Because
he does it all.
Like, he can literally do, he has every skill. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but those badass earrings I was wearing at the Josie Awards, he made them. They were like just feathers, and they had the John Eason guitar picks on them. So I was totally repping him, and I saw him backstage too. And I said, "Do you see the earrings I'm wearing?" So yeah,
John's great. Terrific. Well, and he also, and we've talked about this before, and if I'm stealing some of your thunder, Jackie, I'm sorry, but he's also one of the folks that puts on the songs for Heroes. And they do this a couple of times a year. They bring in veterans who are suffering from PTSD, and they pair them up with songwriters and musicians. And over the course of a day or two, they write songs about the experiences that these veterans have had. And then on the final day of the event, they play those songs in a concert setting. And it is therapeutic for everybody involved. And it's just an amazing thing that John does.
He is. He's a really great guy. And he was very deserving. He won the Emerging Artist of the Year or Emergent Artist of the Year. He's also working on a 10-song album with his new band called Ramblin' Sons. And then working on a record label and publishing company, all this stuff. I don't know how he does it, but he's awesome. And I can't wait till next year, you guys, because it just gets bigger and better every year. And, you know, the group that goes down to Nashville, it's kind of cool. So,
no question. We will definitely have some fun.
It's already on our calendar.
Oh yeah, when is it next year?
I think it's the second weekend of September next year.
Yeah, it's like
I think it's right after Labor Day. So
you guys know Brad Stewart.
Oh yes.
I love Brad. He is just he made a kind of surprise appearance in Nashville. He told me he wasn't going, and then he was just there at the meet and greet. He is all over the place. Do you guys know he's been on tour? He said it's been 146 shows this year in 21 states in 9 different countries.
What? And absolutely rocking it across the pond. We followed him through some of the things that he's done over there in Denmark and Ireland and Germany, and selling out major arenas. They absolutely love Brad Stewart there, as we do here. Yeah.
So I just have to say real quick, because I just got a text from Cornbread.
Uh-oh.
You did?
Yeah. Talking about him. So he just sent me a text. It looks like he's having some cigars and some old fashions, it looks like. So
telling me better save one for me.
I will. Funny. Ryan J, another phenomenal, just such a good guy all around, such a great talent. He just dropped his debut album. It's called The Devil Gets in the Way. Ooh. It dropped October 24th. So definitely go check that out. Streaming everywhere. He's gearing up for a big year next year, and he's already started working on his next album, which is
super,
very impressive. I don't know how. That seems like a lot, but if the inspiration's there, just you keep it going. Don't ever stop writing. You know, it's kind of a muscle writing songs. Like, it's kind of an exercise that you got to like keep at it. He's going to be doing the big show that he's doing with Louis Lee at Diamondback on December 20th.
Cannot wait for that. We are there. We are there. Yes. No question.
I would love to be there, and I might cancel on a gig to be there, because it just seems like it's going to be such a fun.
It's going to be a great, great show.
Yeah. Don't tell nobody.
Always a great. I mean, Louis Lee also won a Josie Music Award.
Yes.
For best music video for his song Wishing Well. And it's such a good music video.
It is good.
It is.
Such a good music video. He's been, Louis hustles harder than
he just got back from Japan.
I know. He was in Tokyo. I know.
Yeah.
I know. I think he was there for like a wedding, but he was able to, of course, while he was there, just, you know, create a whole new fan base in Tokyo. So.
No question.
He's definitely got the, I think the like the rock star, the it factor. He's going to, you know, he already has gone pretty far. He wasn't able to accept his award for the Josies, but Country Kid Nico was there.
Yeah.
Who also won an award for best actor in a music video, which was just so amazing. So
wasn't that
Nico
great?
Got up here. I told Nico, I said, I mean, I love, you know, Nico's like my boy, you know, he's my boy. I will, if I have to, you know, commit a crime for that boy, I would. I would, but he's just such a kind soul, and he's just not, he's so humble. And when we were at the meet and greet, Nico and I were talking about how exciting it was that we were nominated at the Grand Ole Opry for these awards. And I said, Nico, you know, this never happens. Okay. Nico got invited up on Broadway while he was in Nashville to plug in his guitar and perform at several venues on Broadway, including like Kid Rock's. First of all, you guys, I don't know if you know that much about like what goes on Broadway, but those bands that play, they're not even allowed to play the music they want to play. So for them to allow, I mean, he's just so blessed. He's so lucky, you know, and it's just his energy. So he had an incredible trip in Nashville. And I told Nico, I said, I don't think you should tell a lot of people you got to do that, because they're going to be mad at you. he's so humble, and he accepted the awards. And
that's the word for him. He's humble. He's gracious. And for his young age, he is a complete gentleman. And he's wonderful to be around. His energy and his willingness to accept everybody and boost everybody. That kid is a cheerleader for every single person that's in the industry. He has no enemies. He has no enemies.
It's true.
Every single person he encounters becomes a friend. And it's wonderful to be around him.
Well, and to that point, I could just talk about Nico all night. I won't. But to that point, even, you know, especially a kid like Nico, he's getting older. He's developing in his craft and his songwriting. He's already, even at his young age, he's gotten some backlash and people that want to be critical of him, kind of want to be haters. The way he handles these people is better than any of us as adults would handle these people. I mean, he is loving even towards people that are not nice to him.
Yeah.
And that's what makes him special. And I think that's what's going to take him really far.
Yeah.
So
no question.
Yeah, I agree.
No question.
We love Nico. But congrats to Louis Lee and Nico. Louis has been plugging away. He's helping me produce quite a few songs on my album and a lot of people in this area. He's an incredible producer, so he's working on that. Mark Speck.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Of Sweet Crystal. Do you guys know, did I tell you that when I was at the airport to go to Nashville that they were on the same flight? And
yes.
So I sat behind them. And they, you know what? I was like, I am so lucky. I sat behind them and he had two drink vouchers. I was like, thank you.
Life is good. Need these.
Go ahead.
You guys know I like my whiskey, especially on a flight, you know. But Yeah, Mark is very talented. He also won a Josie Music Award for Musician of the Year for keyboards. And he, have you guys seen him perform? I mean, he is.
Yeah, we've seen him a couple of times, and he is just phenomenal to watch on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is celebrating. He said his single "Whatever's Needed, Whatever It Takes," passing 210,000 Spotify streams, 2018, 218,000 YouTube video views.
Wow,
that's fantastic.
Huge. Yeah, so he's having a lot of. I think just, you know, writing music from the heart and just being in it for the right reasons. You know, he's had some success. He has a new single called Original Sin. So maybe you guys want to have him back on the show at some point.
Yes.
Dropping the first quarter of next year. And then there's a full album following next summer. So.
Wow. Okay.
A lot of good stuff. Melanie.
Yes.
Of No Pathetic, she actually lives like a three minute walk from me. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah. she's joining us on the show on December 18th, coming back.
Oh, she did say that. She is releasing, and so when by the time you talk to her, she will have released her new EP, which I've listened to, and it's fantastic. I just love her so much. She's got such a unique like. Blend of these different genres, and it's,
she does.
I feel like when you listen to her music, it's very nostalgic.
Yes.
And she's doing a release show, which will have already passed by the time her episode airs, but it's on December 13th at the High Dive in Hamtramck. So if you guys are listening to this show, try to get out to that because it's going to be great. I think she has a full band.
Terrific.
Ooh, okay.
Glenbrook, as you know, was, I just got chills. She got nominated for a Grammy, you guys.
Yes. Yes. Go Glenbrook.
So proud of her. She's got new releases coming this December and into the new year. She's another one that just tours. She's got, you know, her core band. She is all over the place. She works very hard. And she's just a beautiful voice and songwriter and everything.
Very unique. She is very much her own.
Mm-hmm. Like you listen to her and you know it's Glenbrook.
You know,
like
yes, you do. You do.
True.
Yeah. That's a good thing to have.
No question.
She said she's doing some out of state shows and she's also a part of, I guess, I don't know if this is a new group with Julianne Ankley and Michelle Chouinard. Ooh. So there's a new kind of girl trio group starting. And, you know, Julianne Ankley is incredible.
They
co-wrote one of the songs. I think that song that was nominated for the Grammy.
This Tattoo's Not About You. Yeah.
Yep. So that's what's going on with Glenbrook. She's got a lot going on. Keep it going. We talked about Blue Sky a little bit. She's just killing it, you know. We really want to see her, you know. We would love to see her stay in music, and I think she will.
Yeah.
But she could really do anything. I think at one point she was like, I don't know, I could maybe work for the CIA or something. I was like, yeah, you
probably could be a CIA agent undercover as a musician. And it would work. That's a TV show.
It is a TV show. I see Mark Harmon as her manager.
That's really funny. And then the last, I reached out to a number of people, and the last person I talked to was Kaylee Khan from Wisher.
We love her. We love Kaylee.
Beautiful soul. They're working on a new single, but there's no release date yet, but it's called Aqua De Vida. And she's going to be January 9th at Road Rangers with Wisher.
All right.
Yes. So that's kind of like.
We just got show and tell, and that's awesome. I feel so good right now.
Yep.
No, that's what we've been trying to do with this. And I'm grateful for everybody that you just talked about and what everybody's doing, how much they're hustling, how much success so many folks are having in this industry. We all know it's not easy to do. And you do have to hustle every day. You have to do something for this art every single day. And Jackie, you do it as much as anybody we know, and you're having success. And the folks that we have talked to that you just shared all those stories and the great things that are happening, it's so much fun. For somebody who can't carry a tune if it had a handle on it, this is my ability to be able to be a part of music. And gosh, I just love it. It's every single day it inspires me. You inspire me, the folks that we have had on the show, and just a huge thank you.
Aww. Yes. Oh,
thanks you guys. I love you so much. Thank you for like including me on this. I feel so special. You have no idea.
Aw, we love you. Part of it.
Well, Quarter Pete, before I make a complete fool of myself, what do we have going on next week?
Oh, it's even more special. So this is a special show that's announcing the details for the 2025 Fan Favorites.
Of which Jackie Daniels was a 2024 winner.
That's crazy. I was like, what? No, that was crazy. That was really cool. It's going to get bigger. I mean, that was your first.
Yeah, yeah. One, right? We'll see what. Oh, she's even got. There's the this year's award. So glitzing
oh,
it up.
I love that.
That's
cute.
It's cute. It's cute.
All right. We're going to be having some fun with that. Hey, folks, thank you so much for joining us with our 100th episode special. Jackie, thank you so much for being a part of this. Cornbread, we couldn't do it without you two. And all the folks who have been a part of our first 100 shows, we really appreciate everything you've done. Fans, everything you guys have done to support us, we wouldn't be doing this if weren't for you. We appreciate all the comments, everything you've done as far as sending us suggestions. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. There's our commercial message. We would really appreciate the support. It's at Vehicle City Sound, all lowercase. Look us up there. We would like to get your support as a subscriber. If you want to know where we're going, what we're doing, VehicleCitySound.com is the website. You know more folks like Jackie that you want us to have on the show, VehicleCitySound@gmail.com. Drop us a note. We appreciate all of that. Jackie, thank you once again. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of this. And, hey, be good.